Hello.
Hey, this is Jasmine. Your call dropped. How can I help you today, sir?
Oh, no, I didn't know who you was. My caretaker was the one who was calling you. Were you an agency?
Yes, this is a home care agency. How can I assist you?
Oh, no, caretaker was calling. She was trying to find a different agency, so I don't know what she was doing. She went to go out to go give me some medicine.
Okay. Can I give her my number? I could give you my direct number. She could call me when she gets back if she has any questions.
Well, I can go ahead and tell you what she's looking for. Right now, I get 129 hours.
Okay.
But I have two caretakers. So, she was working. She's working for this agency. They was paying her a certain amount, and then when she started getting a lot of hours, they decreased her pay, but they still paid her for what she gave her the time and a half. So
right.
She keeps, I'd be listening to her conversations when she'd be sitting in here, and it's like I don't quite understand how you pay one person, you pay them one thing for 40 hours, and then you pay them another thing for the next hours, because the agency you work for doesn't do that. They pay
right.
us, they pay her for, she get 40 hours, she get time and a half for that. For the rest of the hours for overtime.
Right. So for the first 40 hours, she gets a flat rate, and then for the next whatever remaining hours, it's time and a half, which is overtime.
Yeah, that's what any job, you get a flat rate. I mean, that's any job. But the part I'm talking about is you'll give somebody $12 an hour for 40 hours, then you'll give them $17, $16 for the time and a half. Instead
that don't
of
even
like,
sound right.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
That's what most of these eight, like right now, she was getting paid $16 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
She was working for me at just night then. Started working during the day, because she comes in at 4 o'clock in the morning, and she works until 8 o'clock at night. I mean, mm-hmm. so some people think they're doing you a favor by giving you $18 an hour. I mean, yeah, you work for what you would be. I was a manager at a university before I got in an accident, and I couldn't work no more. And you work for your value. It's not about how much money you make; it's about what you do and how long you do it and what you be doing. So
right.
That's my thing. That's what I always told my employees when it was time for raises. Not about you coming to work every day. And you get paid on based on that. Nah, that's not what you get paid on. You get paid on what you do, how you do it, and all of that.
Right.
She worked for another agency. She worked for almost 3 years, and she ain't never get a raise the whole time she worked there.
Oh.
They always kept giving her the runaround. So we switched agencies, which I knew this guy who owned this agency. So now he pays her $13.50 an hour, but it's time and a half.
Right, because it's overtime. Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So she's trying to, she was used to making the other. I mean, she was making. They was paying her time and a half, and then all of a sudden they stopped paying her the other agency.
Oh no.
So that's when we went with this agency.
Right. All right. Well, so you're trying to transfer out of that agency. You guys are no longer happy with that. I can assist you.
I'm saying she's looking for. I mean, she owns her own house, all this stuff. She got bills.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's like, you don't know what a person bills is. You trying,
right.
Like when I was talking, she was talking to some lady. She was like, well, you're making almost $80,000 a year. So what? You don't know what my bills are. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
You don't know what my bills are. And she still picks up a part-time job at night, even when she worked with me.
Right, because sometimes it's not enough. Yeah, one check.
Yeah, you don't know nobody's bill situation. How can you tell me, that's enough? That's like, this is what the lady said to her. Well, that's a lot of money. Well, no, that's a lot of money to who?
It is a lot of money to me, but you don't know how much is her bill. So, yeah.
Right.
Unfortunately,
She's looking for like better compensation. That's what she's looking for. So
I'm gonna tell you right now.
She went out to get some medicine for me.
Okay.
And when she get back, I tell her to call you.
Absolutely.
I didn't know who this phone number was. That's why I called. I was like, she was using my phone. The damn phone died. And then she was like, we'll do it while you're sitting here, and we'll call them. And then in case they have questions for you. So she was doing that. And then I was looking for my doctor's phone number, and I was who's this number? And I forgot she was calling people.
That's okay, sir. What's your name? Because eventually we would have to speak to you as you are the patient. So what's your name?
Right, I know that. I told her that. I mean, she knows all that. Yeah, my name is Lamont.
Her name
is Janice. I can give you her number now. I can give you her number now if you want to.
Yep, 1 second.
While she's out.
And how do you spell her name, Janice?
Yeah, like John E-S-S-E-R.
And a good number to reach her?
856-986-7695.
And what county do you guys reside in?
Pennsylvania.
You in Philadelphia?
Yeah. She lives in New Jersey.
Pennsylvania is the state. I just need to know what county.
I'm in Philadelphia, I'm sorry.
That's okay, sir.
Now, the reason I said that because I was looking at her number, 856 Jersey, so I was in Pennsylvania. Now, she lives in, like 10 minutes from me, 15 minutes.
Okay, and sir, how do you spell your first name?
Lemont.
And what's a good number to reach you, sir?
215-888.